This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Well, one of the words that accompanies wisdom is the word understanding. And Proverbs says that knowledge comes easily to the one who has understanding. Well, it doesn't say information comes easy to the one who has understanding, because there's this ocean of information out there. But in the middle, in the midst of that information is knowledge. And Proverbs, it interchanges the word knowledge and wisdom. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But in Proverbs chapter 9, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So it's not just information specifically, knowledge of God himself.
Yeah, that then helps make sense of all that other stuff. You know, because we see, and we see this in our day with, you know, and I just think of young people today growing up. You know, I have young kids at home, and I see what they're surrounded by, what they're taught. We see this rise of like transgenderism and things like that, where we have kids that don't even understand who they are in their own bodies. It's just like when we lose God, we lose ourselves, and we lose any ability to comprehend who we are or what we are, because we don't have that, like you said, that wisdom, that ability to see things as God sees them.
Yeah, it's a good point, Tommy. I think that the problem often we seek after information, which again, as you said, right in our palm of our hand with our phone, we have more information than we ever had. But in the book, we kind of talk about the key is wisdom infused into relationships. You know, God always took wisdom and knowledge and put it into relational context. And so we kind of created this little formula that says wisdom minus relationships equals zero, nothing, but wisdom plus relationships equals influence or impact. And I think the power of knowledge, godly knowledge, is God always had in the context of with and with other people in creating community. And that's where the power is.
So then, as you guys emphasize in the book, partnering with other people to study these proverbs, in a sense, we're kind of just putting wisdom into practice.
Yeah, in Proverbs it says, he who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools, you know, leads to harm. And I think, again, when you're shoulder to shoulder with someone, side by side, walking in that wisdom, that's the power of the wisdom challenge. And the sharpening iron, as also it says in Proverbs. And every time that we do a wisdom challenge with someone, sometimes there's sparks, which is good, and it creates a little bit of accountability. But, man, there is always, we are sharpening each other, we get better together.
And I guess that raises a question, you know, because you guys have mentioned how many often you've gone through these proverbs, how often you've studied them with each other, you're constantly learning. You know, do we ever get a complete understanding of wisdom, or are we, as Paul said, you know, now we know in part, then we shall know fully?
I'd be amazed if I've touched on 0.1% of wisdom. it's an ocean out there, and it's not just a lifetime, but it's an eternity of discovery. And it's deep, and it's tasty, and it's exciting. And we just want to invite everybody to jump into the Wisdom Challenge and find a Proverbs partner and go to Proverbs chapter 1.
You know, I think that's one of the great things about the Word of God, is that every time we go to it, there's more to learn. You know, we never master it. We never have it down. There's always something new to teach us and to instruct us.
Yeah. You know, even Tommy, I'm going through Wisdom Challenge with a friend, Calvin Rolark, here in Kansas City, a 30-year friend that recently moved back to Kansas City. And it's been great to reunite with him and journey through. And even this morning, I got his input, which was the same verse as mine, out of Proverbs 8, verse 35, about for the one who finds me will find life and obtain favor from the Lord. And I was like, man, we both had the same verse that God revealed to us. And just already this morning, you know, just was constantly digging into God's word, new truths coming out and encouraging one another in God's word.
Let me ask you about about this partnering and who, you know, and who you partner with and who you choose to go through this challenge with. And I don't know if you address this in the book, but have you done like intergenerational partnering where you partner with someone younger or partner with someone older to gain their perspective from it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the excitement of it. It goes across the gamut. I've probably done the Wisdom Challenge with my whole family, my wife and son and daughter, and we've probably done it 5 or 6 times together. But I love finding teenagers to go through the Wisdom Challenge with. But I remember meeting another guy, also named Jerry, who was a Providence partner early on in the process, and this guy, he had raised more than $1 billion himself in helping nonprofits do ministry around the world. And just to listen to Jerry share from God's word as this, and I think that, I mean, Jerry's in his 80s now. And so it's, yeah, young and old. I would say, you know, junior high, senior high, if they're that age, they're ready to do it. So if the next generation, they need wisdom, just like our generation does.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy, you know, right after I did it with Ron that first month, he got to the end of the month and about on the 25th of the month. And he said, okay, Dan, who are you doing that with next month? And I said, you. I had such a good time going through with Proverbs with you. I want to do it again. And Ron goes, sorry, you can't do that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, you got to go do it with someone else. You got to pass it on. And that's the whole concept of passing on is. And so the Lord put my son Eli in my heart. And obviously growing up in a great Christian home, he's always been around God's word. Church and youth group and everything else. But it was the first time on a very systematic, consistent basis that I went through and had a chance for 31 straight days to see how God was showing Eli, my son, how scripture was being revealed to him. And I'm telling you, Tommy, that was a game changer for our relationship as we journeyed through Proverbs together during that month.
Very cool. We're talking with Dan Britton and Ron Forseth. They are the authors of The Wisdom Challenge, Life-Changing Principles and Lessons from Proverbs and the Life of King Solomon. Gentlemen, if folks are interested in finding out more information about The Wisdom Challenge, how can they do so?
Yeah, if you go to wisdomchallenge.com, and you can, there's a number of videos up there. You can find the book. It'll take you to Amazon for single copies. If you want bulk copies, you can get it up there. You know, go to wisdomchallenge.com/challenge, and you can see where it just trained you in this pursue partner and pass it all. Yeah, wisdomchallenge.com.
Excellent. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a conversation. Really appreciate you coming with us and appreciate this book. It's certainly a timely book. I don't think anybody would ever say we're suffering from a flood of wisdom right now. So we appreciate it.
Thanks, Tommy. This is great. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
Ron.
Thanks so much, Tom. Yeah, thank you, Tommy.
That is Dan Britton once again, and Ron Forseth, the book, The Wisdom Challenge, Life-Changing Principles and Lessons from Proverbs in the Life of King Solomon. You can find that at wisdomchallenge.com.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.